Well, the chaos continues on various bridges and various places. I salute our Chief White and our Detroit Police Department. They broke up an opportunity for a blocking of our bridge, and that's a good thing. There's a lot of stuff going on out there that we need to fix. We see most of us had no idea how many people are willing in this country to stand up and say death to America. That's just unacceptable, and we can't just say we hate it, we don't like it, we think we should stop it. We have to figure out why it's happening. How wrong are these people? What has misguided them? Is it education? Is it what's happened on colleges that we've complained about, but we haven't done anything about for a very long time? I don't have an answer. But we're going to try to help find an answer, and we're going to talk about it one way or another and get through all of this one way or another. We have a legend who has passed away that a lot of us have worked with or at least interviewed over the years, many years. And the work of forensic pathologist Dr. Werner Spitz was known truly around the world. He was the longtime chief medical examiner for Wayne County. He was a pioneer and really sought-after consultant in the world of forensics long before the science became part of popular culture. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne says the 97-year-old doctor made the Detroit area his home, and he was a superstar, Marie.
He sure was, Paul W. Dr. Werner Spitz's list of cases which he consulted on was long. We're talking about the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the O.J. Simpson case, Casey Anthony, JonBenet Ramsey, and the Phil Spector case. Those are just a few of the many, many cases on that long list. But his son, Dr. Daniel Spitz, said his father's legacy also includes the thousands of autopsies his father performed over the years. And when he served as the chief medical examiner for both Wayne and Macomb counties, Daniel Spitz says his father helped bring comfort and clarity to families who had questions about their loved one's death. And those cases, he says, were always important to his father. Dr. Spitz testified at hundreds of trials as an expert on causes of death, thanks to his deep understanding of forensics. He had a way of also helping juries to understand what that evidence was. He had an office in St. Clair Shores, and he continued doing private consultation work up until just a few weeks ago. Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle says his friendship with Spitz goes back more than 40 years. He was a dispatcher when he took a call involving the murder of a woman and her children. It was then that he interacted with Dr. Spitz and really learned about the work that he did, often providing key evidence in cases so that law enforcement could piece together a case. And Paul, yesterday on social media, Scott Lewis, I know you remember Scott, he was a long time investigative reporter here in Metro Detroit. Scott Lewis posted this little story about he and Werner Spitz that early in his career, you know, he was doing a lot of investigative work, looking at a lot of murders, and he didn't really know what happened in an autopsy. He asked Dr. Spitz, could I come and watch one? And he said, sure. And so he says during the autopsy, Werner Spitz says to him, son, because he was standing about 6 feet away from him, he says, son, you can't see anything over there. Come on over here. You need to look at this.
Ugh.
And he said, he said he was very good at showing him what he needed to see and how he came to his conclusions. And then he said, when we were done, he said, okay, now let's go out to dinner.
Well, that's better than I thought. I was afraid you were going to say he ate a sandwich while
no.
he was doing his.
Oh no!
I've seen that before. And I.
No.
But I would think it was in a movie, but probably not in real life. Yeah. But yeah, you know what I found about Dr. Spitz was he was so gentle in his explanation,
mm-hmm.
and all the number of times, and it's been a long while, but all the number of times that I used to interview him, he never made me feel stupid, and I was stupid. I didn't understand a lot of this stuff, but he explained it in a gentle, nice way, understanding that I didn't do autopsies. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. He never took that haughty attitude that he certainly could have had because He was world-renowned at what he did.
Well, that's the crux of what made him so good with juries, Paul. I saw him in action in the courtroom and many times, and he could explain in very easy-to-understand layman terms, if you will, what something was and why he reached the conclusion that he did. And that's key to helping solve cases, to bring justice in often in these cases. I don't know if you remember, too, recently he was part of a special involving the JonBenet Ramsey case. I mean,
documentary. Yeah,
I say recently. It wasn't, you know, like within the last 5 years or
2016. Yeah. Everything to me was the other day. Just the other day.
Yeah, I know.
Paul, that was 30 years ago.
Yeah, it was 30 years ago. I totally get it. It's like back in 1970, and here we are.
Yep.
But in that case, he concluded that her brother had committed that murder. And of course, you know, a lot of people took, you know, deep exception to him saying that, but he says that's where the evidence led him.
Wow. I didn't even remember that.
Yeah.
This is where we need Kim and her mother, Erlene. They follow these stories, mm-hmm. I mean, like you can't believe. Well, I guess a lot of Americans follow these kinds of stories. Otherwise, they wouldn't get the like the O.J. Simpson thing. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, when that first happened, I wanted to ignore it, but I realized it was a speeding train that you either jumped on board or you got run over by it. That was happening just as I was coming back home to Detroit, and it was big in Philly. It was big all around the country, obviously. But this is a great guy, and he chose Detroit as his home. He stayed right here, Dr. Werner Spitz. And now is his son doing the same thing, Daniel Spitz?
He was the coroner for Macomb County. I don't know if he's still in that line of work or not.
Well, we send our condolences to the entire Spitz family, and I appreciate you doing this wonderful commemoration of him. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you.
Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst, in the loss of the world-renowned forensic pathologist, Dr. Werner Spitz, who has died at the age of 97. We continue on WJR.